Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, hot in here! Oh! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Draft day. Round one tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. We've got our Thursday grab bag of questions with Abe coming up at 12:20. And then the back page, also with Abe, because we have no Bo today or tomorrow.
Bo's off today, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He had DuMornis this morning. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, right. He was in this morning.
Yeah. So what are we going to see tonight? Draft day. A lot of damn ankles.
Yeah. Wait, is there anything new? Because, like, you know, as the – like, because that's been the popular thing lately is like real tight fitting suits with high waters and ankles.
But
and
the thing about it is, it don't got to be tight. See, if it's fitted, you know, that's the thing about it. It's all about tailor. Get it tailored.
Right, get it nicely tailored. They don't, I mean, you're all in good shape.
Listen here. They don't tailor tight. All right. Okay.
Go on. I don't know what that means.
They don't tailor tight. Like, them pants that tight, they ain't tailored. All right. You make them that tight.
Oh, I see. Those just don't fit you.
Yeah, they just don't fit
got
you.
It,
you put them
got
on.
Got it.
The tailor. Has a little, it's not, you know what I mean?
He's going to give you a little breathe.
It's going to get a little breathe right now, man. But that.
Somebody's going to have a nice looking mom.
Yes. Take your damn sunglasses off.
Oh, yeah, inside.
Take your damn sunglasses off when you're going up there to meet the commissioner.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, but yeah, it's going to be a fun night. But yeah, a lot of ankle showing, a lot of chest. It's going to be somebody with a full pink suit on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's going to be some loud colors. There's no doubt about it. Wouldn't be surprised if Roma Dunze.
Oh, spiky shoes. Hey, spiky shoes.
Oh, yeah. People have been doing that lately.
What do we call it? The Louboutins or whatever they call it?
I have no idea.
Them shoes. Like, I just saw, speaking of shoes, Puka Nacua just signed a multi-year deal with Jordan Brand.
Hell yeah.
Good for him,
That's
man.
Great,
good
man.
For him.
What a ride.
Yeah, dog.
What a ride Puka Nacua has been on.
Good for him, man.
That's really cool. We're going to get a moment or two that will live in infamy because we get one every single year. My favorite... I don't know. Is it the receiver that snatched the extra phone from his girlfriend?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. That was very funny. Or whose was it? It was like the girlfriend was there.
Oh, Xavier. It was the one from Georgia.
It was a Georgia kid, right? Yeah.
Now,
and his mom boxed her out.
The one thing about the CeeDee Lamb was funny.
It was very
because
funny.
It was so you my girl, but we ain't committed.
Yeah, it was so, and it was so smooth.
And it was so, like.
He was like, no.
Yeah, like, if my wife, knows the passcode or everything. She, like.
Yeah,
don't ask, whatever, ain't nothing in there. You might see something in the history you might not want to see, but, I mean, that's because he was using the iPad. But, you know, I mean, other than that, you know, ain't
that. You got to put your history on private, and then it deletes immediately.
I don't know. Dude,
I'll show you.
I got to get a new phone today, so I got an attitude right now. Mm-hmm. Damn Apple. They screwing us over, dog, and they're going to make me get a new phone. Ain't nothing wrong with this phone.
Look. Tell me about it.
But I gotta go.
You're preaching to the choir.
I got to get a new damn phone.
The only reason I got a new phone all those years ago is because you shamed me into getting
it. But the thing about it is, and I ain't getting nothing with a number on it. I don't need no teenage iPhone.
What does that mean?
I don't want no 13, 14, and none of them.
Oh, but they're all numbered.
No, they're not. Mine say SE. All right, I got an SE, and I'm going to get me another SE today. I don't want no teenage number iPhone.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
That's what I told the lady last night.
Got it.
I said, Miss Ma'am. I don't do teenage iPhones.
Oh, okay. So anything 13 or above.
I don't want all
So you
that.
Need a 12 or back.
Right? I don't need that. 12 puberty.
Can you even do that?
12 puberty. All right. I don't need no puberty iPhone. All right.
Puberty.
All right. I wouldn't need puberty at 12. I don't need no puberty iPhone. All right.
Give Some me people go through puberty early.
Give me the SE again. So I'm going up to the day. They said they have it. All right. But I got.
Mine's a 12.
I, oh, I don't even know what mine is.
But mine's a 12 mini.
Mine might be a 12.
So mine hasn't been through puberty yet.
I ain't got
yet.
No number. But I got attitude because I got to get a new damn phone today. But anyway.
There's nothing fun about that. No.
But yeah, CD, that just lets you know that I like you.
Yeah.
I know I let you sit on the couch with me.
Look, you're next to
you're
me
next
on draft
to me on
night.
Draft
on
night.
Television.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we cool.
But you don't want to.
You more than, if you let a young lady
sit
beside you on the biggest day of your life, y'all more than cool.
But maybe that was just him being a gentleman and be like, protect. You don't want to see what's about to happen on this phone.
But,
I just got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
The way he snatched that phone.
There's going to be some people, some very thirsty text messages sent to me right now.
The way he snatched that damn phone. But yeah, Isaiah, his mama, because the girl was all happy sitting on his lap. Oh, my baby. And she wasn't no lightweight. She had some.
Yeah, she looked like she might be able to pick up a blitz, too.
Yeah, she had some weight on her.
Uh-huh.
And Isaiah's mom just came and just got that mom strip.
And then who is the
she scooped her, and the old girl tried to get back in the shot. Then Isaiah's mama gave her a forearm.
Who was the wide receiver that the Titans took? Whose grandma was so disappointed in him.
Oh, God, the boy from Arkansas.
From Arkansas.
Yeah.
He had, like, seven white girlfriends there.
Yeah.
And his grandma was just like,
his grandma looking around like, damn, boy. Damn, boy. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be
he
something.
He had the whole sorority there with him.
It's going to be, he had the whole Lambda Chi, Pi Nuda.
Something like that. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle
with the midday show. No huddle,
the best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set.
NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Before we jump into some of this other stuff. And this other stuff does lead to what we're going to start with. Some of these other guys getting their fifth-year options picked up. Some of these guys getting contract extensions. We were just kind of going through the top 10 of the 2021 NFL draft. That's the first year that Terry Fontenot was the general manager of the Falcons. That's Kyle Pitts' draft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at these top 10 guys, they've all either gotten a contract extension, gotten the fifth-year picked up, or been traded, except for Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle's just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And we know that the deadline to extend the fifth year is May 2nd, right?
Yes.
So they still could do it if they don't do it before the draft.
They could.
Of course, you have next week to do it. But, like, there's got to be some reason why they haven't done
it
yet.
I don't understand why they have not done it yet. And I
kind of makes you raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Hmm.
But I think that, you
interesting.
Know, he was on that list yesterday. A possible day trade, him, Gary, Tyler Algiers. That's what is on the list.
The list that you made
of
guys that wouldn't shock you if the Falcons traded on draft day.
Yeah.
Kyle
because
Pitts.
The thing with Kyle is, like you said, all this or maybe they just won't pick. If you're not going to pick up Kyle Pitts' fifth year, obviously you might be trading.
Then you might as well trade
him. You might as well trade him.
Yeah.
That's my thing with it. And so if that's the case, then it goes back to at eight. Brock Bowers sitting there.
Well, there's another tight end there at eight.
Brock Bowers sitting there.
That you could take.
Eight. Yeah. And as we're speaking right now, we're not saying they're not going to pick up the option because it's due Friday.
All I'm saying is they haven't done it yet.
They haven't done it yet. Now, they've done all its contemporaries in the first round who are going to get it or get an extension because there's been guys in there that's going to get extensions. Jalen Waddle's going to get him an extension.
Trevor Lawrence is going to get a contract.
And they've already come out and said they're going to do these guys.
Penei Sewell just got his contract.
Yes. Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith got his contract.
Yes. He's the only one. Him and J.C. And J.C. has not proven anything.
Yeah, J.C. Horn has been hurt and all that. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance have been traded.
They thought he was better than a damn Lil Pat.
They sure did.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, it's not like the Broncos are some great franchise either, but that's why the Carolina Panthers are the Carolina Panthers. Because that's the type of decision that they make. And it's. If you get drafted in the first round, that's amazing. It's a proud day. But there are some teams. It's the NBA, too. It's like, damn, I really wish that guy was going someplace else.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Polk, the wide receiver from Washington. I really like that guy. I hope he doesn't get picked by the Panthers. I hope he gets picked by the Chiefs.
I saw yesterday, because we were talking about they got no weapons. I forgot Deontay Johnson got traded there.
Where?
Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Carolina.
Yeah, I was like, damn, they do got a receiver there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they're good then. So don't draft Jalen Polk then. They could draft A.D. Mitchell maybe.
I think A.D. to me looks like he's going to be a Chief.
Yeah.
A.D.'s going to be.
If he's there.
If he's there.
If he's there. Because the Chiefs obviously draft 32nd.
He should not be a Chief. he should be a Buffalo Bill. If Buffalo does not come, not come up and get a receiver, he should sit right there.
Because he'll be. We talked to Greg Cosell yesterday. Greg Cosell had him as his fourth guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the top three that everyone agrees are the three best receivers in this draft. Very likely all going to go in the top 10.
I think AD's the fourth one.
He said AD was fourth.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think AD's fourth. And then Johnson.
The other kid from LSU. He's very good.
Yeah, and I think I would not be shocked if Ladd got picked in the back.
He might.
I would not be shocked. I would not be shocked.
Where does Ladd just make so much sense? San Francisco?
Yeah.
Put him in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
I mean, why not put him in Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Why not put him in Kansas City?
Yeah, just a really good route runner, good hands.
And then,
you know how what a fantasy weapon he would be in Patrick Mahomes' offense?
You know what else he is? He's a very good scramble drill receiver. He really is. You watch how Stetson would have to move and all. He's very good at that.
Yeah,
He's very, very good at that.
Check in the box that you want for Kansas City, too. By the way, we haven't mentioned this yet, but Georgia got that quarterback. Rashada.
Oh, yeah. GP was telling me. GP was telling me about that. Why do I call Garrett GP? I've always called him GP, and there's no P in his name.
Well, there's Chapman has a P in it.
Yeah, no, I always call him GP, though. But Garrett.
He acts a lot like Gary Payton, that's why. He walks around here talking trash, chewing gum.
Yeah, G's my guy.
Playing defense.
G's my main man right there. But I think that, you know, he want to go to Georgia?
We just hadn't mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, I know we have, but I'm thinking.
No one's leaving.
Who's leaving?
No one. Stock up, man.
Oh, ain't nobody mad?
No such thing.
Oh,
I'm sure they are.
Ain't nobody mad?
Gunnar Stockton's furious.
You just said that you weren't going to trade nobody?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what you do. You get all the guys you can, and you make it work. All right, like we had mentioned, some contracts news coming out yesterday. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets his deal with the Lions. Penei Sewell gets his deal as well.
Yep.
Smart stuff. That's what you do.
What name did we were talking yesterday, Andy, before the show, and I was like, damn, I wish the Falcons had went and got him when he was developed. Trey Henderson.
Oh, yeah, Trey Henderson.
I was like, damn. Yeah. When he was a fridge, I was like, damn. Wish the Falcons would have went and got him.
Well, he's requested a trade.
Go get him.
You get him.
Go get him.
That'd be great.
I give up that two for him.
Trey Henderson is incredible.
I give up that two, that second round for him.
Yeah, sure.
This dude had 19 and a half. He's going to get 12 sacks a year.
He's just going to get a bunch of sacks.
He's just going to do that.
He did it in New Orleans.
Yes.
He did it in Cincinnati. He's just going to do it.
You can have that two for him.
Yeah.
He's going to get 10 plus sacks. No matter what. He's that good a player. Yes. Call him.
Sign me up.
Call him.
Yeah.
Figure out the contract later. Call him. All right. First team all pro. Yes. Go get him.
Jamar Chase and Micah Parsons from that draft got their options picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? Oh, Belichick apparently is going to be on the Manning cast, a recurring role on the Manning cast. That sounds awful.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Sound like something I want to watch.
That sounds awful. Now, the thing I'm most interested today because, there's so much draft coverage, especially here on the radio station, but on the they got, like, McAfee and him and all them doing a draft show, too.
And Saban's going to be doing it.
And Saban's going to be doing it. I'm so confused.
That's
a lot of damn people.
A lot of firepower.
A lot of firepower.
Not as much as we have.
Yeah, well, no.
I'll take Conte, West Durham, and Dave Archer in a fight.
All day. Because, you know, what is Mike Bell call Arch? The Idaho
rail splitter.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That means that if Dave hits you, you drop.
If you can split a rail,
you drop.
You can split a wig.
You drop.
Okay?
You drop.
You don't want that.
No. Right.
Plus, he slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Fighting weight.
I know he listened. Dave, I need you to get back on them cold ones, man.
He's doing the Randy McMichael.
No.
He's sacrificing something else.
I need you to get on them cold ones, Dave. I don't like skinny Dave. I like beer drinking, head busting Dave.
All right. We'll get back. We'll get to a midday Thursday grab bag of questions with Abe Gordon. Midday, grab bag. We're grabbing bags. I don't know. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, draft day, hour two. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Back Page with Bo, a.k.a. Abe, coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Smokin' Joe Patrick is an hour away. A lot of Smokin' Joe today and tomorrow and throughout the weekend, as he is our Falcons insider, Falcons reporter. He's probably, I don't know when he'll head up to Flowery Branch. He said he's going to go home and rest up for a little bit.
Yeah, man, Joe got
the long, powered
Joe,
up.
Joe got a long, long day. Joe has
long weekend.
Joe has this, this morning at the round table. Again, thank you, Stakey, for letting us come on his show to be able to do it with along with Mike Johnson and Joe Peavy. He got to do our show, then he has to go up to Flowery, and then he has to go back up there. Then tomorrow night he has to wait for a tailgate show, right. Him, Fricky, and my man Harper. And then he has Atlanta United tomorrow night. I mean, Saturday night.
Yep.
I mean, this Joe Patrick.
Joe Patrick
is taking over Mike Conti's name.
Hardest working man in radio.
Hardest working man. Because nobody had more jobs than Mike.
Nope.
And nobody has more jobs than Joe Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard it this morning when I was dropping Sammy off at school this morning, listening to the morning shift. Chris Goforth was doing updates. Heard my man, main man's voice. I was like, miss hearing my guy, Chris.
Yeah, that's always a good day. Yes. It's always a good day when you get to hear from Chris Goforth.
Yeah, man.
Where was he? He was doing updates?
Yeah, yeah. I got to hear from my man, Chris Goforth,
cool.
Man.
Love
that. Because, Joe, he big time. Joe's like, it's my time.
Oh, right. Yeah. Joe's like, you got to call in the reserves, okay?
Yeah, I'm good today. Man.
Yeah, I got it. I got a lot on my plate.
I got a lot on my plate today, Mike.
Fair
Sorry,
enough.
I just can't do it.
All right, let's get to the grab bag questions. Thursday, 12:20, Abe Gordon is always with us, but joins us on the air to ask us his list of questions on Thursdays. Hey, Abe.
All right, what's going on, fellas? All right, so a lot of draft stuff. I know we've poured through some of it, but I got more for you, and then we'll see where else we go. Matt Ryan retired. A lot of people call him the best draft pick in Atlanta Falcons history. If he's the best, who's the worst?
Well, he is the best.
He's the best.
Yes, he's the best.
Yeah.
I can only go by, and I'm sure there's somebody that has some 80s or whatever, but as I am currently in my lifetime of watching Falcons, especially playing when I was in the league, the worst draft pick Falcons made was Jamal Anderson.
That's what I was going to say, because I don't go far enough back either, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at a list here, and there's a couple that are – there was, I guess, they took who'd they take? In 91, third overall, Bruce – Pickens.
Oh, they took Bruce Pickens.
Bruce Pickens, third overall in 91.
Took Andre Bruce.
That happened also.
Yeah, Andre Bruce.
Yeah, that happened. But Jamal Anderson, edge rusher, pass rusher from Arkansas, eighth overall pick, 2007.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
No.
It was not good.
Sorry. Yeah.
So that's it. That's probably what it is.
All right, you guys touched on this earlier, but we'll kind of reset it and maybe get a little more detailed into it. In which round do you think the Falcons are going to take their first offensive player?
Fourth.
Think so?
Yep.
Saturday?
Yep. I think they're fourth round receiver.
Okay.
Will I have heard of them?
Yeah, you probably heard of them. You're pretty informed.
And out of Ball State.
Maybe. They got good players.
Name one.
I mean, maybe tonight.
Bernie Parmalee with the Ball State.
You go. Bernie Parmalee. That's the answer. but tonight, I don't know.
You think they're going to go offense tonight? I mean, I'm not – the way
– It wouldn't surprise me.
There we go.
It wouldn't surprise me
where they went.
It wouldn't surprise me if that offensive player were receiver.
It wouldn't surprise me if that offensive player were receiver, no. If
tackle or quarterback would still surprise me.
If they take a quarterback tonight, I will be genuinely shocked. Like, that's the one that I'll be like, wow, they really did it.
Unless they trade back up somehow.
Unless they make two picks.
Because if you're sitting a guy for 2 years, the idea of having a fifth-year option is wildly valuable.
Sure.
So you have to get him in the first round.
Sure, but that would mean to me that you made a trade with a team like the Vikings or something like that, and maybe you did that at 23. But I just think you have too many other needs to address. But, it wouldn't shock me if they decided if one of those receivers was there at 8 and they took him. I don't think they will, and I don't think that they should, but it wouldn't shock me. It would shock me if they took Michael Penix at 8.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, wow, they really did it.
Yep.
That's why they flew to Seattle. They saw all they needed to see when they went out there, and they went and got him. And now they have a $100 million quarterback and a top 10 pick at quarterback, and they can't play at the same time.
You know what?
But that's, I don't think that would
happen. You know what that expression would be? It's so damn Falcon. That's so damn Falcon. To pay $100 million for a damn quarterback and then take one in the top damn 10.
Yeah.
Falconing.
It would be. It's like when you get the guy, like the guy you were going for, but you got caught for tampering doing it.
Yes.
It's like you get it right. Even when they get it right, they still slightly get it wrong.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
All right. Two more draft questions here on the Midday Grab Bag, but we're extending it to beyond just Atlanta. Who's most likely to be traded on draft night? Tonight, first round. Patrick Surtain, Justin Jefferson, or Brandon Ayuk?
I think Lil Pat. I think Denver should trade him.
Hmm.
I think because you're going to get a one for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're going up to get a quarterback.
Yeah. Remember me and him were talking about this off the air. I said, if you're Denver, if you're say, New England, would you take 12 and Lil Pat for three? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, he is a premier player at a premier position, and he's on his fifth year. Now, you gotta have to cash him out now.
Yeah.
But
I guess I was just thinking of it from the standpoint of, like, if I had that guy, I wouldn't trade him. Like, I don't want to get rid of that guy
from
Denver, but Denver's
not Denver's,
good.
They're not good. Yeah, they're not going anywhere soon. So, I'd trade him.
I think Ayuk is a real likely trade
candidate. I love me some Brandon Ayuk, but Brandon Ayuk is who he is.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good.
But I think San Francisco has so much to do with guys succeeding. I'm not trying to say he can't succeed elsewhere, but like I think they can find another guy who can fit into that system and succeed.
My thing is the team trading for him.
Right.
Like if you're bringing Ayuk in to be your number one receiver, that's where people go wrong more times than not.
Definitely.
More times than not.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Making threes a two or making twos a one can lead you astray.
Yes, sir.
When you've got McCaffrey. Yes,
and the
and
Vikings
Debo
should
and
absolutely not trade Justin Jefferson.
No.
Do not do that. Draft Michael Penix and let him throw to that guy and the other weapons you have in that
I
offense.
Think the premise I saw there, which is why I included him, was would you trade Justin Jefferson for the number two overall pick?
Oh, I see. If you were Washington.
Okay. If you're Washington. Yeah. Who the hell going to throw him the ball?
Right. Well,
Sam Howell.
Yeah, I don't
Sam Howell's in Seattle.
Oh, right. He's in Seattle now. Who is there?
Marcus Mariota.
Remember that? The Island Boys.
Oh, are they still a thing?
That was the best thing of the Marcus Mariota era.
I think they went to – one of them may have gone to jail.
One of them in jail?
May have.
Oh, so he is.
Yeah, he committed a crime.
Right? you know, he on the top bunk. Oh, no, he on the bottom bunk rubbing feet.
It happens every year.
I want to see if he did.
Final draft question. Who's the prospect that slides?
Oh, my God.
Who's green room guy?
Ooh. Oh, who's there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, we got to figure out who's there.
Because is Bo Nix there? Because I think Bo Nix might be. He's not going to be there.
I think only quarterbacks are the three. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is there or not. But I need first of all, let me know who's in the green room. Because like you said, there's somebody that always slides.
Mm-hmm. Every year.
Every year.
It wouldn't shock.
So Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jalen Daniels is there.
Okay.
Tarian Arnold, Marvin Harrison, J.C. Latham, Latu, Quinion Mitchell, Neighbors, and Adunze, Darius Robinson, Brian Thomas Jr., Dallas Turner.
Okay. I think Brian Robinson Jr. could be there for a minute.
Okay.
And what was the one before him?
Darius Robinson.
Darius Robinson.
Edge rush out of Missouri.
Yeah. Both of those guys could be there for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
JJ, man. Is JJ McCarthy in there? I'm sorry. I know just listed all those names. He won't be there. I don't know. I could see he maybe not the green room guy, but the guy that as the draft is going on.
They keep panning the camera, and he probably got a hot girlfriend, and she's getting flustered.
Because they got a camera at his house or something, right?
Yeah,
I know you're not there. Yeah. They got the live feed from the living room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you probably got it.
Who was that a couple years ago? Remember? Was it the quarterback from Kentucky, Levis?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it his girlfriend that was just like getting more and more sad as the night was going on? And
I paid $10,000. You paid $10,000 for these shoes. Are we going to be able to afford them? Yes, he's still going to have money. All right.
Yeah, but you didn't have to get $10,000 shoes either.
You did not.
Because you're not going to the NFL.
Hey, man. Hey.
I am.
Tell them one more time.
You don't need them.
Tell them one more time.
I went to Target this morning. They had shoes there.
Yeah.
Go get them. Walk around in them just the same. Now, that might get you dumped. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're trying to get folk broken up with and everything. How's Target?
Love better be stronger than shoes.
How's Target in the morning?
Great. It was no one there.
I went to,
it was amazing.
Oh, like, I always go to that Target at Flower Branch.
Okay.
We're going to Flower Branch tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll go over there, get me about 7-8 t-shirts.
Yeah, I got 4 t-shirts this morning.
4 or 5 t-shirts.
And some pajamas for Jack.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was a win of a morning.
Sweet.
At Target. Over there at the... That one just right down the road from here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, some news from the other day. Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back, invited back into the Heisman ceremonies. And by default, also going to be back in the Heisman house.
Can't wait.
Never in him, right? He's never been in one.
I don't think so. Yeah. So the question is, not just will he obviously be involved in the commercials and ads, is there going to be a storyline in these ads this year? To make light of the situation.
You cannot have the next Heisman House commercial without that.
There has to be
like a missing person's flyer on a light pole or on the back of a milk cart.
I would say the milk cart makes sense.
Something
like that.
There's got to be something.
Or he's been in like the pool house the whole time or something like that.
With the duck.
Or his
Kalen situation.
His key didn't work. Something like that. Like, there's got to be some sort of joke about.
There's got to be something.
Now, is Johnny Manziel here now also involved because of his boycott?
Is who?
Manziel.
Hey, has Johnny ever been in one?
I thought he was. I think Johnny's been into the Heisman House commercial. I think so. But, yeah, I mean, those are great commercials.
I love them.
I mean, they do a really good job. But, yeah, there's got to be a funny joke about Reggie finally showing up.
The best ones are the old dudes that be in there, though. Like when Barry Sanders is in it, it's just funny.
It is.
Because Barry's just funny.
Yep. No, that's great. That's as much Reggie Bush as possible.
Yes.
Good for him.
All right. I wanted to ask this one a couple weeks ago when the news came out, Blake Griffin retiring. The question is, is Blake Griffin a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you look at a player who – I know he didn't win a championship there, but revived one of the worst franchises in sports.
Mm-hmm.
But not just the NBA, in sports, in the Clippers. And he was a hell of a college player, too. I mean, player of the year, All-American. Was he on one of them? Was he on an Olympic team?
Probably. Probably on one of those.
I didn't see a gold medal, but he may have been on a team that represented the country.
Okay. As long as he wasn't on the 04 team.
Now, I wouldn't have been on the 04 team.
Because that's what I'm saying. If you want to speak of your Olympic accomplishment, don't speak on the 04
don't
team.
Mention that you were on the 04
team. Yeah, don't mention the 04 team.
Yeah, but he was a 6-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, second team, 2-time All-NBA, third team. So he's All-NBA 5 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the year, all rookie team, obviously won the dunk contest that one year,
has some
college honors. Probably.
Probably.
I mean, really anybody who was viewed as a star in the NBA at any point ends up going to Hall of Fame.
Which he was.
He was. Yeah, he was definitely a star in the league. I mean, and it's, you know, I'm much more make an argument for someone getting into the Hall of Fame in any sport than making an argument for them not to.
Right.
But because I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
Or at least I try not to be. But yeah, basketball's different than all the other sports too. Like, they let everyone in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, remember, he was good in high school.
He was great.
Well, yeah, all right. Everyone was good in high school. That made the NBA. But basketball, they love putting people in the Hall of Fame, which, by the way, is what it should be, right? Like,
I don't know.
Celebrate the game, commemorate the sport.
My thing is, the gatekeepers are always the non-athletic people.
Well, yeah, the writers.
Oh, he should be in.
Why not? It's pretty good.
Mm.
But it's not the Hall of Pretty Good, they say. Well, it's the Hall of Fame. Fame isn't the same thing as great, is it? Fame is he was a star.
Yeah, man.
Blake Griffin was must-see TV for 5 years in Los Angeles. I say put him in the Hall of Fame.
Why not?
Worst Hall of Fame I've ever been to, by the way. The Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Terrible. Yeah. Springfield, Massachusetts.
How long?
Awful. 2012 or 13 or something like that.
Do you know if it was before the move or after?
I don't.
It's probably before. They're in a new building, new parking lot.
Okay, so maybe it's better now. But the other Hall of Fames that I had been to were significantly better than that one. But also Springfield, Massachusetts, just kind of, you know.
I was not impressed with the Football Hall of Fame.
Really?
Not terrible.
Wow, all right.
Corn silo.
Cool. Should we keep doing this or go to break? Okay, go to break. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page. It'll be more Abe, though, so doesn't really matter one way or the other. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to Andy and Randy, two knuckleheads that actually know what they're talking about.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. It's also a Trillville Thursday, too, by the way. Don't think just because it's draft day, it's not Trillville
it's
Thursday.
It's always Trill.
Still is.
I love this song. This is a Dre beat right here.
Is it really?
I think that's what I saw a clip of Busta was talking about. Yeah, Dre put this. Cool. I think Dre, this is a Dre beat. I mean, it's
great, so it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, man, absolutely. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You know what the big story of the day is.
Right.
It's the draft. Yeah. Okay. It's the draft. Yes. Okay.
I didn't want to say it wrong.
It's the NFL draft. No, the Braves, man. In extra innings last night, they swept the Marlins.
The fish fry.
Now, that was cool. It was actually great that they got that done. Gave it a little extra difficulty points there last night, too.
I want some fish now. Is there ever a bad day to have a fish fry?
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. Like, what would be the reason why it would be bad?
No, it's just like cleaning up. You know, fish fries get messy with the flour and the grease and all. But still, there's no such thing as a bad day for a fish fry.
Yeah, just go for it. Today's probably a good day for it.
When you have a fish fry.
I've never had a fish fry.
You never had a fish fry?
No. I've been to one, but I've never had one.
You never had a fish fry? Well, you know what? Never mind. Anyways, have been to a fish fry before. Do you take the fish home and microwave it for later?
I have never done that.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
okay.
Well, not in that circumstance. I microwave fish at the house sometimes.
Like leftover?
Yeah. Like we made salmon the other night and we had some leftovers and I was going to eat them for lunch. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, like I'm making that tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm making salmon tonight. And so.
What are you making?
Salmon.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I'm from, the L, the L is there for a reason.
Is it different or is it the same?
My grandma say the L there for a reason. All right. So, okay. Yeah, when Jerry speaks, I listen.
Fair enough.
But like that's what I'm making for dinner tonight. But I make just enough for everybody. And it might be a piece left over, a little piece left over. I'll eat that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I can't eat, like, I can't eat leftover anything. I can't eat leftover seafood for some reason.
How come?
I don't know. For some reason, I can't eat, like, leftover shrimp and all that, like, reheated shrimp. I can't. I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever reheated anything other than fish. I don't think I've ever had reheated, like, prawns or anything like that. Any seafood. I don't think I've ever reheated anything other seafood.
Prawns.
But yeah, I don't know. Shrimp, crab, lobster,
did
whatever.
You say shrimp.
Yeah, whatever. I haven't reheated any of that stuff.
You're getting so fancy.
Look,
on
man,
me.
If you pronounce salmon with an L, I'm going to say whatever.
You're getting so fancy on me now. Prawns.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking of other seafoods. I was just thinking of other stuff that I haven't reheated.
Prawns.
But like, if I'm at my own house, like, I wouldn't bring salmon here and reheat it.
We know who did that.
But I'll do it at home. But also, salmon isn't quite as – it doesn't smell quite as bad as, like, other fishes do when you reheat them in the microwave.
You know who did that? It's like
– Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a master.
And he didn't care.
Yeah. He was a master.
He was like, yeah, well, I'm going to eat it, so I want it warm.
Yeah, master at heating that damn fish in the damn microwave.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. How was your salmon?
It was excellent.
Excellent. How'd you cook it?
I baked it.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Mm.
From Costco?
Yeah, Costco.
That Costco salmon be biting.
They have the Alaskan salmon.
Yeah, it be biting. Dog.
It's where you want it.
I got it too. That's what I'm cooking tonight.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I like that Costco salmon.
Yeah, the Costco salmon's really good.
It's pretty
good. That's where you want it.
Yeah.
You want your salmon from the Pacific Ocean, really?
No. Why?
Because it's better.
Have you ever had Eastern?
I've had Atlantic salmon.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I had it once, and I was like, oh, no, that's gross.
Are you a salmon snob?
I am very much a salmon snob.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, well, I'm from where I'm from.
I'm saying because of where you're from.
I'm from where I'm from.
Yeah, like I'm a collard green snob.
Sure.
Or macaroni cheese snob.
I won't say snob. I think it's just you have a preference, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have it the way you like it.
Right.
So that doesn't make you a snob. Some people cook it wrong, and some versions of it taste bad.
How can you mess up salmon?
Well, you can. Like if you cook it too long and it's dry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, outside of that.
Yeah. Or you season it too much. Like, because that's the thing about good salmon is you don't really have to do that much to it.
Right.
It just tastes good anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times you'll buy something here that's like a salmon sandwich. It's mm-hmm. like, if you have to put that much stuff on it, mm-hmm. it's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which, anyway.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. There
appreciate
it is. Try to get it from Alaska or the, you know, Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
If you can. Or like Scandinavia. Like that. Very cold water, like that. That's where you want your salmon to be from. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo, who's not here.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now we're brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today to start packing. Hello, Abe.
What's up? Hello again. All right.
Hello, Abe.
Gonna give you a chance to talk a little NBA here because I thought we were cruising towards an easy series win for the Boston Celtics. Obviously, Miami had some other thoughts, and also some other thoughts about that with Shaquille O'Neal last night. This is from the pregame show with a quick blurb at the very end from the postgame show.
Miami by 10 tonight.
Bet me.
Miami by 10?
Bet me.
Okay. All right, Jimmy's not there, so they definitely got to spread the love. And look, they're shooting the ball great. I disagree with Chuck. I know they're going to maintain this, Chuck. I will double whatever the bet is, and they're going to continue to shoot, and they're going to steal this game.
Yeah, Shaq had the script, Nick says. That was impressive.
Wow.
111-101, wow. A 10-point win for the Heat.
Now, I didn't see that part, but I saw on the screen, Roger, like he was holding money to his ear.
Yeah.
So did Barkley just have like $50,000 in the bag?
I guess. I don't know. Or Shaq did. And he's used it as a prop. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. First of all, Boston, that's why people don't trust you.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep.
Now, I love the Heat, and I'm glad they won. But Boston should be ashamed of themselves.
It's just proof that they're the same.
Yep.
And they're still good, and they'll win the series, and they'll probably go to the NBA Finals. But, like, that's why when you talk about – are they different than last year, or is the path harder or different for the Nuggets or whatever? Like, I don't buy them.
Right.
I don't buy the Celtics.
Proven otherwise.
I don't buy the Celtics.
Now 23 threes, like, big time. You're
sure.
Most teams gonna lose.
Yeah. If somebody makes 23 threes on you, you're probably gonna lose. But it's just like, you know, and they upgraded. They seem like they were taking it more seriously and paying more attention to all of the details. And again, they still might win this series 4-1. They gave up 23 threes last night. That'll happen, and you'll lose a game when a team makes shots like that. But, I mean, this is the thing about the Celtics that make people wonder, can they actually do it? And until they prove otherwise, like Abe said, then you don't believe in them. And, you know, I think that they're as talented as anybody. I think they have, from a talent perspective, just as good a chance to win a championship as anybody. But they haven't done it. The Nuggets have. There's other teams that are also better this year as well. And I don't know. They should be embarrassed by losing that game last night like that. They scored 101 points.
Yep.
It's not really about the fact that the Heat did what they did. They scored 101 points, like, in the modern NBA, in a playoff game.
Like, again, like, that's why you can't take them serious.
What are we doing?
That's why you can't take them serious.
I don't know if you guys follow Jimmy Butler on Instagram, Miami Heat star.
Yes.
Obviously out for this series. He posted a photo of Jaylen Brown from last year's series with the attached quote, "Don't let us get one," which is what Jaylen Brown said when the Celtics were trailing 3-0 in the series. And Jimmy Butler just wanted a reminder, don't let us get one.
Oh, God.
Good. Mm-mm. Troll them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. Now, you guys know I like my movies. I like my dumb movies. I like to enjoy them. On Christmas Day, the movie A Christmas Story, it runs for 24 straight hours on TBS. Why today is draft day not on this morning?
That's a good
Why
point.
Why can't I find that on a,
where
on a
you,
back
That's a good
back,
point.
Back
I heard, the, heard something this morning. Somebody's like, I think draft day is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's okay.
It's awesome.
I mean, I don't have an issue with anybody like saying it's great. My thing is, like, it's a movie, meaning, like, people are like, well, the drafts, we know.
That's what makes the movie better, is everyone who tries to break it down and be like, well, that would never happen. A real front office would never.
It would never
like,
happen.
Like, yeah, man, it's Hollywood. Calm down.
Because it would never happen.
They also don't spread the ashes of the dead father at the 50-yard line of the practice
field. That happens more than you think it does.
But there's a lot of stuff in movies that isn't real.
Yeah, but
that's
I don't mind the movie. I like the movie. I just, you know.
Enjoy your pancakes,
I would never call it great. I like the movie.
Never seen
it. I love
it. It's enjoyable. It's not a great movie, but it's super enjoyable to have on in the background while I'm working on the rundown,
but
and I couldn't find it.
But
today.
You're right. Like, it is draft day.
How's it not running?
It would be
it
smart
be
for one of
no,
these
I,
channels.
Dude, I went through my whole guide today.
It would just be smart for one of these channels that doesn't.
You went through the whole guide, eh?
Because what are they playing? Like Charmed?
Charmed?
Or something like that?
Like, you know I get NFL Network.
What is Charmed about? Eight?
I think they're witches.
There's three of them.
I think.
You have not answered, Andy.
Well, hold on. Do you really think I'm not familiar with the show Charmed?
I know you are. That's why I said Abe.
I've seen 17 seconds of it at a time. Because when you turn on TNT the night after a playoff game, Charmed is always on.
I know it's on, and I turn it.
Yeah, I do. I try to, you know, you turn
I've
it.
I've watched it before. I'm not going
to
lie.
I've never watched an episode of it,
I've seen seasons of it.
Enough 17-second clips to be like, I think those ladies are up to something magical. I think they're brewing up some witch
stuff. They're brewing
stuff.
Up something.
Yeah.
Two more stories here. The London Marathon was held last weekend. 44 new world records set. Including my favorite, fastest marathon while wearing 20 kilograms of upper body chainmail.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
What the hell that means?
The guy put on chainmail on his upper torso.
Chainmail? What is that?
Ran a marathon.
I don't know what chainmail is.
What's that?
Previous, like a knight's armor chainmail.
Oh, that's what they call it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did not know that's what it was called.
We also had the fastest marathon.
So he ran a marathon in a knight uniform?
Bro. Of the 44 records, like 42 of them are wonky nonsense.
Okay.
I just saw a record set of five people in a caterpillar costume. Fastest marathon while wearing an emoji.
Okay.
I also saw fastest marathon while dressed as a human body part.
Did you watch this?
I don't know what body part it was. Oh. I don't.
Did you watch this?
No, I did not, but I read some of the stories. Yeah. And, Oreo, they do their like limited run special flavor stuff. The one they just announced, collaboration, Sour Patch Kid Oreos.
That sounds absolutely disgusting.
It does sound
disgusting.
Instant diabetes.
It sounds like.
Like you could be a healthy person who eats fine otherwise. Yeah. You eat one of those, all of a sudden, bang.
It seems like it's.
Insulin injections.
Like, I love me some Oreos, and I like them, the vanilla Oreos now. I do. They are my weakness, so I keep them out the damn house. Because I will eat like 6-7 of them at a time. You know, I will. Yeah, I went Oreo shopping yesterday, and so I like don't let me see these because I don't. You don't eat a lot of sweets, a lot of sugars.
Yeah.
But once I get one, like I was craving a damn honey bun the other day, Andy.
Really?
I was like, damn, I want a honey bun.
Huh.
Throw me a honey.
It's a Passover, guys. You mind if we wrap this food segment up?
You brought it up.
You brought it
What's
up.
Cruel?
You brought it up.
I think we're getting into the idea.
Your ass can't eat.
I didn't know honey buns were on the table.
When is Passover over?
Monday night.
Monday night. Okay.
Till then.
No
matzo
food.
Matzo pizza, baby.
Huh?
Matzo pizza.
Oh, that's right.
But you like matzo pizza.
Yeah.
It's bearable. I would rather have just ordered regular pizza.
Okay. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20 as well to talk some Falcons on the day of the first round of the NFL draft. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.